the Berkshire Hathaway meeting. You talk about some folks with a lot of money. Well, certainly, Warren Buffett's got a lot of dough. Bill Gates has got a lot of dough. They were on Fox Business yesterday. We talked to Liz Claman. She was interviewing them. I think that's kind of cool. And to be in the same room with people like that who've done that well financially, I think is great. And a chance to ask some questions. But not just because they're rich, but what got them to that point? What about money itself? Do we desire so much, and yet we're repelled by certain aspects? Is it the greed that drives us crazy, but the success stories that bring it that also attract us? What's the mixture here? Let's talk about it this morning with our good friend, Dr. John B. Dr. John Braccio, Regional Psychological Services of East Lansing. Good morning.
Well, good morning to you, Dave. And I think what it is, we kind of have these two incompatible thoughts that we believe, many people anyway, that the inconsistency of disliking inequality, but admiring the same self-made millionaire or billionaire, like Warren Buffett is an example, or Bill Gates. These are people that are just, we're talking 50 or more billion dollars, okay? That's certainly more than you need to go to the drugstore to pick up a few things. So I think we have those incompatibilities there. And then I think we see people that we might feel are kind of haughty, or they're kind of letting you know how much wealth they have, and this can be kind of an annoying type of a thing, ostentatious, you know, if you will. And then there are people that maybe don't use their money well, so they're kind of angry with life, and they're angry with those that handle money better. So it's kind of an odd mixture, because when I talk to people, I find those that are happiest, if you want to use the word happy, are those that aren't jealous of others and are trying to get by as best they can. It's kind of like Henry David Thoreau, you know, his idea that wealth is the ability to fully appreciate life. And I think there's some gain there. Dave Ramsey, more of a current, you must gain control over your money or the lack of it will forever control you. So we have these incompatible ideas of inequality. We have the idea of admiring those who are successful. I kind of like my dad's view. His view always was, if you see someone who is more successful than you are, you want to find out how they did it and maybe try to do it yourself if that's what you want to do. Because otherwise, if you're envious or you're jealous or you're angry, it's just going to make your life unhappy. So we just have to, as a minimum, find what makes us satisfied. And if we can do that, then we're not going to worry about what someone else has.
You know, there's a line in the movie, the Orson Welles classic Citizen Kane, I'm paraphrasing here, when his assistant is asked about him after he's dead and says, well, boy, Mr. Kane made a lot of money. And the assistant says to the reporter, he says, yeah, there's no trick to making a lot of money if the only thing you care about is making a lot of money. And there was the subtext for, you know, a lot of the rest of the movie. I look at this like I look at, you know, maybe a coach who's won a Super Bowl or a national title. The scoreboard is, the money equals the scoreboard. There's the tally. But how did you get to that point? How did you prepare? And your dad aligned into that. What made them successful and got there? That's how you're keeping score, but it doesn't tell you the whole story.
Well, I think that is true. And the thing that I don't like to see in people is when they're envious of others. Like if someone is envious, someone has more money, more wealth. We see this in families. Someone may resent Uncle Chucky or Aunt Mary because they just have a lot more. And that's just not a good way to live a life. You want to make sure you have enough, if you will. Having enough money to get by in terms of a way that you're satisfied, that becomes a key thing. And then a lot of people, unfortunately, aren't satisfied. They want more. They want more things, more toys, and when that happens, it can lead to not only a bitterness for not having it, but then being envious of those that have more. So again, I think we want to go by the idea that it's the person who has it isn't the person who has too little, but the person who craves more that is it's really poor, the old ancient Roman Seneca, if you will. So just trying to be satisfied and happy, move forward. If we want more income, we can try to get more training. We can work a little harder. We can try to figure what other people have done. But once money controls you, then we're talking evil, and then we're talking really the whole idea that money is the source of all evil. We can always find a quote to meet our purpose.
So then what have you done to try to help people who've got that that very issue. I mean, someone who comes in and says, "I'm, you know, I can't stand my neighbors," and you know, why not? Well, they're always showing. Well, you know, and you find out, you get to the core of it, you do your assessment. It's like you've got an issue with envy here, and how do you deal with that?
My view has always been: compete with yourself. Don't be worrying about other people. And if other people have more, I do go back to my dad's idea, then we'll find out what they did. If you need more education, more experience, you need to work more, whatever it might be. But if you lead a life of envy, and there are a lot of people like this, they're very envious of what someone else has, or they may really be angry that they didn't get the training that allowed them to have the kind of income that they feel they would like to have right now. So it's just trying to be reasonable, run your own life, control your own feelings, and don't let the wealth or the lack of wealth or whatever it might be of someone else determine how happy you are. But that money definitely, over the centuries, there's no question that it can really make people angry. It can make people happy. I think sure. If we use money as a source of making our life more livable and more acceptable, that is a good way to use money. But if we're just hoarding it and we're kind of using it to, you know, be overseeing or in terms of a negative way, comparing ourselves with others, look what I have and you don't have, then it becomes a negative. It can be negative if you don't have enough, if you have too much. It all gets down to attitude, and probably Aristotle's summum bonum, somewhere in the middle where you're satisfied and you're not worried about other people. But if envy and jealousy are very, very powerful. We've talked about those before.
Sure.
We've talked on the show here before, Dave.
Yeah, there's no question. Of course, it brings to mind, I know you heard this too, growing up, Doc. There was the phrase, you could get together with family. I'd hear my aunts or grandparents. The conversation would skew one direction. All of a sudden, someone would say, tried and true, well, you know, the grass isn't always greener. And no, that's true. And there's something about, there's a reason why that phrase has been around for a good long time. It does apply in many instances. Of course, our good friend, Dr. John Braccio, Regional Psychological Service, you can find the podcast at drjohnb.com. It will reside there very shortly. You and I've got a busy week coming up and into next week too, so I look forward to seeing you soon. And until our next time, take care.
Listen, same to you, Dave. Always a pleasure talking to you, buddy. Bye-bye.
Morning Wake Up continues here. This is 1320, and this is WILS.